If I mention the name of Oscar Wilde, I have no doubt that many of you will have memories and half-truths about the memory of this gentleman. You probably remember that he was born in Dublin. His father was an eminent doctor and surgeon. He was something of an anthropologist and studied and contributed toward the foundations of the Celtic Renaissance in Ireland particularly. William Wilde died quite young, leaving a widow with two sons to raise. Jane Wilde rose to prominence as a political activist and a journalist, advocating in 1848 and supporting the rebellion against British rule. Wilde's parents were very early supporters of the Irish independence movement. After the death of her husband, Jane moved to London, a bit of an irony really, where she died in poverty in 1896. Oscar married Constance Lloyd in 1884. They had two sons, Cyril and Vivian. Amongst Wilde's writings is a collection of children's stories entitled Fairy Stories of Oscar Wilde, and these were written for his sons. One of these stories is the story entitled The Selfish Giant. The story tells of an imaginary giant who lived in a castle by himself. And after being away for some time, he returned home to discover that the local children had found a way into the garden. And immediately the giant banished the children and had a wall erected around the property with a notice warning that trespassers would be prosecuted. For some time, the children had nowhere to play. The giant was locked away in his castle, and he noticed at some stage that the garden where the children once played was in a constant wintry condition. Beyond the walls, the sun shone and the seasons progressed, one after another. Eventually, after some time, one of the children got up the courage to go back into the giant's garden. And as he entered the garden itself came back into life. Flowers and foliage and colour. And the birds returned as well. The giant, meanwhile, wondered about the commotion outside to discover that the children, because they'd come, had brought a vast transformation to the garden. So he went out to take in the scene and notice what it was all about. And in a far corner, he noticed a bare tree, still covered with frost, with a small boy underneath, trying to climb up to the lower branches. But he was too small. The giant knelt down and helped the lad into the lowest branches of this tree, and the rest of the tree burst into life. The giant and the little lad grew closer together over time as the local children played in the garden. Then, for some unknown reason, the little lad disappeared. No one knew where he was. No one even knew why he left. And just as instantly, after some time, he came back again to the giant's delight. As he greeted the lad, he saw on the palms of his hands and his two feet had been pierced with nails. "Who did this?" asked the giant. And the lad replied, "These are the wounds of love." "Who are you then?" asked the giant as he knelt down before the lad. His response was to say, "You let me play once in your garden." Today, you will come with me to my garden, which is paradise. Later that day, as the village children returned to play, they found the giant had died, and his body was covered in the blossoms from the trees. Now, I suspect some of you are wondering, what has all this to do with Epiphany? Where is it taking us? The opening verses of John's Gospel are the clue. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The image of light and darkness is all pervasive in the Gospel accounts of the birth of Jesus. The play of light and all that embracing darkness are powerful, as the influence of Herod on the one hand and the arrival of the strangers, shepherds and the wise ones who arrive from the east. Each caller has a story to tell as they relate it to the birth of this child. As they tell their stories, the pall of darkness is penetrated and the gentle light begins to take hold on those who tell their stories as Mary and Joseph listen to them. The light shines in some of the most extraordinary places, revealing long hidden, even forgotten wisdom and truths that speak of Christ in a child's story that turns the grumpiest male into a doting companion. The light that shines is carried by some of the most unexpected people, like Oscar Wilde, who struggled with his own shadows and at the same time reaching for the light that gives life wherever its rays settle. Matthew's account of Jesus' birth and the events that follow the visit of the shepherds and the wise ones does not end in Bethlehem. The rage of Herod causes Joseph to flee with his family to Egypt, where they remained until Herod died. As we pass through these days of revelation and light, may we have the courage and the wisdom to listen to one another's stories and to journey with each other, recognizing that we are all scarred by the marks of love as we reflect the light of Christ. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.